Not all car shows are the same, so we're talking about the one that shows the future is looking electric. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jid Kim, in for Molly Wood. The Frankfurt Motor Show opens this week in Germany, and automakers are showcasing their hot new electric vehicles. As is always the case, prices for many of the electric cars run well above the means of, say, a humble public radio employee. I mean, you've got your Porsche, your Mercedes-Benz, your BMW. But in Europe, there are also a lot of other offerings with prices closer to the range of what the average consumer could buy. That's what struck Marketplace's Jack Stewart. He covers transportation, so we asked him about how EVs are being pitched and purchased this year in the U.S. and abroad.
I think we're really seeing this tipping point now where the automakers are showing some, at least on concept form, some really, really compelling electric vehicles, but a lot of them in real form as well, cars that you can actually go out and buy. The Volkswagen ID.3, this is Volkswagen's new car for the people. This could be as important to the company as the Golf, or what you guys used to call the Rabbit here in the US, or as important as the Beetle, maybe. You know, this is their car for everyone. This is their affordable car.
What's the price point we're talking about?
So starting sort of mid-30s, they're not actually going to sell that one in the US. We're only going to get the bigger ones. We get the SUVs. They think that we only like large vehicles here, which is somewhat true.
Yeah, they're right.
but for the rest of the world, this is what we're going to see. Smaller electric cars just beginning to kind of really penetrate the market properly now.
I mean, to some degree, I'm not surprised that electric vehicles would make such a big presence at a European auto show. In the U.S., what might keep customers here from going for that EV?
It's funny that you're not surprised you see them at a European show. I think all the shows have their own personality. So you have the Paris Auto Show, and it's like, oh, look, it's my quirky car. It's so very cool. Look at the design. And you have the Geneva Auto Show, and it's all about supercars and high-end, really massive, expensive, really high-performance vehicles. Frankfurt is about kind of technology, and in particular, that's been green technology. So it's not a surprise we're seeing these vehicles in Frankfurt. We're not going to see the same sort of vehicles at the Detroit Auto Show, which is about trucks and SUVs and muscle cars. I personally think that's a bit of a shame. I think that if you started to show some of these really compelling vehicles and their fun designs and some of the advantages of EVs in the US, then maybe they would catch on a little bit faster.
So besides getting people to think and dream of driving electric here, what other hurdles are keeping people from adopting them widely?
It's perception. I mean, I think
really?
A lot of it is perception. Yeah. I mean, we're in California right now, so we have a different perception of EVs because we see them on the streets quite a lot than, say, somebody living in town in the middle of the country without a great charging infrastructure might have. If you're not seeing at these other cars on the road, if you're not seeing a bunch of chargers everywhere that you go and realizing that it's actually pretty easy to charge something up, then I don't know why it would necessarily be on your shopping list to buy an EV.
So this show is happening at the, you know, in the middle of a trade war between the US and China, and Britain's still headed for, Brexit. Is the car industry susceptible to these kinds of tensions?
Very much so. I mean, the car industry is global and wants to be even more global. If you're one of these companies building these very expensive vehicles to develop that take years to develop, you want certainty into the future about what's going to happen. You want to know what type of, you know, environment you're going to be selling into in terms of regulations, environmental and emissions, but also trade and sourcing of parts. The global supply chain for a vehicle now really is global. It's almost impossible to break it down by country. So it's really hard. So these automakers are having to deal with that on top of all these other uncertainties about who wants to buy these cars and whether they're building the right thing for the future.
Jack Stewart knows a thing or two about transportation. Luckily for us, he's a reporter here at Marketplace. By the way, I asked him what car he's most excited about from the auto show. It's a concept car from Hyundai. He likes the retro yet modern look of it. And yes, I pronounce it Hyundai. Got some related links for you. As we heard from Jack, car makers are offering more affordable electric vehicles, but they're still worried people won't buy them. The Wall Street Journal says that's why automakers are using the Frankfurt stage to tell governments they need help by way of tax subsidies and other incentives. Even in Europe, which has some of the toughest emissions restrictions, EV sales for the first half of this year only made up 2.4% of vehicles sold in the European Union. If you want to see some of the cars on display at the Frankfurt show, CNET has a list of them. You can see the Hyundai 45 that Jack Stewart's salivating over. It is retro, an homage to the first car the company introduced 45 years ago. I think it looks like something RoboCop would drive. Korean RoboCop. I'd watch that. I just learned that if you Google Korean RoboCop, you get a commercial of the cyborg protector shilling fried chicken in Korean. I don't know what's happening. Finally, big developments for drivers, at least gig economy drivers. California lawmakers have voted to force app-based companies to treat their contract workers like employees. If signed, the law could have a huge impact on Uber and Lyft, which will have to provide benefits. Molly Wood spoke about this recently with Marketplace reporter Megan McCarty-Carino. It's estimated the annual cost to Uber will be $500 million, $290 million to Lyft. Uber says it believes the new law leaves room for them to keep operating the same way. Still, that company, Lyft, and DoorDash have already pooled $90 million to launch a campaign to create a new classification of workers. They want to take it to California voters next year. We've got links to all of this, even the RoboCop fried chicken commercial, on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.